heart. Today's date is November 15, 2005. This is ID number 7915. Detective Joey Carey with the Town of Palm Beach Police Department.
Present in the room is Detective Sandman of the Palm Beach Police Department. And will you state your name for the record?
We are at 2950 Fontana Place in Royal Palm Beach. Can you state your date of birth for the record? We just got off the phone with your father. He said it was okay for me to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Raise your right hand for me. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me from the beginning how you were introduced.
I think he told me about the style that him know that if you go there and give him a massage, then it'll be $20. But there's a cap. That you say it's a cap of massage and it's, you know, go far in that you can, so he doesn't touch you. After a while, yeah.
Tell me about when you went to the house.
I went to the house and it was really big and busy. And it was really big and there was like a bunch of girls that lived in it and stuff. And they brought me up to this room.
Who's
the room.
Okay.
And we just sat there for a while and waited for him and I was really nervous. And then he came in and he set up some five tables. And he lay down and he had me and Ashley both to the bathroom at the same time. And then he asked Ashley to leave for them.
Okay, what was he wearing when he came in the room?
I'm pretty sure it was like shorts. He didn't have like all his clothes on and then he just put a towel on over it, and he might have just put a towel on, I'm not sure, but he didn't have, like, shirt on or anything.
How many times did he put it on?
Only twice.
Okay. Alright. Tell me about the massage.
It started off, like, getting a massage, like, in his legs and his back and stuff, and then came over, and then, like, your ass moved over and came off my shirt, and then, I usually do my bra and underwear, and just, like, one time I didn't even take the underwear off, I'm not sure though. But.
You're giving the massage.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does he tell him to leave the
room? By the time he like flipped over and doing like this tab, looking at this tab, he said, yes, that's what he got.
Yeah,
that's what he got. So that's lots of stuff and like what you do and like in school and all this stuff.
Do you know what your age was?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay. And you were how old when you went?
I guess it was after age or I guess. Maybe I might have
been. So you went before your birthday and then after your birthday?
I think so, because I think it was last year, last 4 years ago.
Did you tell me?
Probably. He was really comfortable, so I probably wasn't. I hold back on information.
Okay. During the massage, when you turned over,
mm-hmm.
you said you were in your bra and panty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you ever remove your bra?
Mm-hmm.
During the first massage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about your panty?
I think on the first massage I did not. But, I don't know. So you masturbated to me doing it in massages.
Okay. And your definition of masturbation is?
I don't know. Jack off.
Okay. I just want to make sure you understood what that meant. Okay. Do you know what the word climax means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that mean to you?
Done, like you.
Okay. Did he climax? Okay. How are you sure that he did?
Because he was face up.
He was face up. Did he have the towel removed?
Just pushed it back.
Pushed it back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What kind of panties were you wearing?
far away from.
How did the massage end?
When he said I should go and put my clothes on, he was like, you told me I can go and put my clothes on.
Did he ever touch you?
Not really. He never did anything. Sometimes he asked, and I'd say, okay, I don't think so.
What did he touch?
I think if he did, he touched my breast, but I'm not positive. It was a long time ago.
Okay, how long ago was it?
Before April, a little bit.
Did you meet anybody at the house when you were there?
I remember sitting there, and she didn't go up with me. I guess I went by herself, and then I went by myself. And I was sitting in the kitchen with a lot of girls there, but I don't recall anything.
Okay. So tell me about the second time that you went.
The second time I went up there, and first I was downstairs, and I heard like a buzzing when I was up there. And then I went up there, and he used like a back massager on me. Yeah, I think it was a back massager, I'm not sure what it was, but he used it like on me.
On you?
Mm-hmm. But I gave him a massage too.
Okay. Do you have any formal massage training?
No.
No. Okay. Let me back you up a little bit on the second time.
Mm-hmm.
You went upstairs and started providing the massage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you massage his back?
Mm-hmm. His back. Same place as the last one, back his leg, the back and the chest.
Okay. At what point did he take out the
After I got it taken off my shirt, and I guess it was after I was under massaging him, and before he was he masturbated to him doing that. I think.
And the massager was put on your vagina area?
Yes.
Okay. Did he ever insert it in
No.
your vagina?
Uh-huh.
He asked you before he did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Describe the massager as...
It's like a green and gray, and I know it was, I'm pretty sure it was for a vacuum, I don't know. But, basically, this is a back massager. It was kind of flat on one side, and that's how it was green. And, I don't know.
Okay. Did he touch your breast?
I think he only did one time. So, one hand or the other.
Okay. Did he grab your buttock?
No.
Were you completely naked when you were providing the massage?
One of the times, yes.
Okay. Did he ask you to get completely naked, or you did it on your own?
Yeah.
Yes. How long did he keep the massage on?
Probably a few minutes, not very long.
Not very long.
Mm-hmm.
During the time that he had the massager on you, he masturbated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he climax?
Pretty sure.
Is that why he stopped with the massager?
Yeah.
How much money did you receive for the second massage?
$200. Okay.
Have you ever been back to the house since?
No. Wasn't my choice.
Why did you stop going?
I don't know. I kept going, and then that Tato, and it was like a kind of a small world thing, you know, and she's like, I don't know, I just stopped going, and I didn't want to go.
You didn't want to go? Did you take anybody else to the house?
Oh, no. I don't know a car. My friend.
Oh, okay.
So, I said no to the people who...
Were you contacted by anybody from the
house? No.
Duffy never called you?
Oh, no.
His assistant?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall anything in that room that would have caught your caught your eye?
No.
No. Anything on the wall that might have
I remember it being really pretty.
Okay. Well, this is an ongoing investigation. I've spoken already, and I asked her to basically not to repeat the fact that we had spoken.
Mm-hmm. Well, she told me to, like, let me know she was just going in or whatever. She's like, since you're a minor, you can call your parents, so she said maybe you should go in and tell them yourself or something.
Which is why I called your dad first before we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that he was aware that we were going to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But I really appreciate you taking this time to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'm going to go ahead and conclude the statement. The time by my watch is
12:43 p.m.